Hillary yesterday, I don't know, you know, if she was, if it was a boast. I mean, I know she didn't mean to brag. She didn't mean to boast. But, I mean, she was saying that she'd been a hand washer before hand washing was cool. And so one has to wonder, when did hand washing get cool? Did hand washing, we're in trouble as a nation if hand washing just got cool in March, right?
Yeah, I feel like it should have been popularized before then. Maybe she meant back in, like, medieval times, like before even indoor plumbing was the thing, was popular.
I don't know. Apparently, she's from Rhinelander, and obviously they're known for their hand washing in Hodagland. good morning to Jason Cans, who is not from Rhinelander.
Good morning. It's fun to walk into this conversation about hand washing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I actually just started, you know, with all this stuff. You know, I never thought it was important before. I'm just kidding.
I always feel people make such a big deal about the 20 seconds, and I kind of look around in whatever bathroom, is there somebody timing me, or so? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, the bathroom at work is right outside of the nurse's station, and I'm like, oh boy, are they judging how long I'm actually washing my hands?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But you know, you raised the question when it came up. There's an author named Atul Gawande who wrote, he's a surgeon, and he's written a lot about medicine, and he actually has a very interesting essay in one of his books about the origins of hand washing.
Hmm.
And how much it reduced infection rates in hospitals 100 years ago or however long ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's no laughing matter. I mean, for sure, there's no question about it. And I know in our work in Liberia, I mean, they've talked about, you know, like 44% of the diseases are taken care of if you just wash your hands.
That's...
And back with Ebola, I know that...
Right,
even
I remember that.
Hand washing had get stepped up significantly. So,
well, I don't know about for you guys, but I know for me that I have certainly thought a lot more about hand washing than I ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had mentioned the 20-second idea, and you know there were all those videos about hand washing that were coming out. But also, I think should I use hot water, cold water? Does it matter? You know, all of these questions I'm pondering that I'd never really gave thought to before.
Hmm. When you have a doctor in front of your name, you can take any subject and turn it into kind of just a little bit of a kind of an education.
Right.
All right. So I want to talk. This is something at the tail end of that 8:45 yesterday. I on the air. And so 3 hours after this, I shared that one of my friends, I think I was this specific enough, and this will be in the podcast from yesterday that'll be up today. But at whip.com. But I shared that we have a small church we attend, and that a friend of mine from the church had posted a political opinion. I think I shared the headline regarding General Mattis and he weighing in, and that and the introductory opinion that my friend had shared, and that another person in the church shared like a completely different view. And that's represented, and that's not alone, Jason. Like, there's other topics that people are disagreeing on. I posted a John Piper article last night where he said structural, this is from 4 years ago, so it's not new.
Yep.
John Piper, pretty well-known name and intellect in the church, said structural pride is the foundation of structural racism. And so, and yet somebody said, thanks for posting the excellent article, and then went on to explain why he strongly disagreed.
Sure. Yeah.
So coach us up as we head into the weekend, not so much for seeing just in church, but just even on, in our social media. Like, I found myself in responding to that said response last night. I had my initial words I typed in, then I was like, down. And then I had my second stage, and the third one was finding whatever ground there could be agreement on. It was something like, I'm glad you found the article to be excellent. I did, too. I found it to be biblical and well, you know, thought out and comprehensive, and then wished him well. And so I didn't engage at all. So any thoughts on getting along amidst so many disagreements?
Well, you know, that's a challenge, I think, for a lot of us. And it seems like that's always been trouble. Are difficult, but more so recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things we often talk about is the willingness to ask questions, you know, one of which is it possible I'm wrong? I think there is an importance of being willing to walk away. You know, at the end of Romans 12, verses 9 and following, it talks a lot about loving one another, blessing people who persecute you, and I would say bless people who think differently than you do. It says never be wise in your own sight. You know, and so I think there are these things that are that we can get good biblical counsel from. I know for me, I often have to fight the tendency to want to prove people wrong, and sometimes I lose that fight and end up tangling with people. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be a defender of the truth, but not in a way where I'm tearing other people down. You know, I think one of the other pieces of advice that I was just thinking about this morning is the importance of being a Berean. You know, we talk a lot about that in the church, and I think, and this may sting for a lot of people, but to get our truth more from the Bible than we get it from talk radio, Fox News, CNBC, so many of our opinions are formed by our news outlets and not by Scripture. And I think when we're finding ourselves getting agitated like that, we have to come back to what does Scripture say.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good thoughts. That was one of the things I appreciated about Piper's piece was it was very biblical. Hey, Jason, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And have a terrific weekend. We hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, very good. Hillary here for First Cup. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm having coffee today because, as I mentioned, the exhaustion from yesterday carried over. So it's a coffee morning. Yay!
And I checked in with you a little bit yesterday afternoon,
yes.
And I shared with you, visited with some friends at Randy's. So good to have Randy's open again.
Yes.
It is just such a staple in Eau Claire and so loved by so
yes.
many. But had
so
you know, and something you find, I don't know if you guys find this, Dawson and Hillary, but... I mean, Dawson, at your young age of 18, but mm-hmm. like when you're with friends and they give you these little pots of coffee
yes.
and stuff. I mean, there's just something about conversation and coffee.
Yes,
right?
there
and it's
really
just like
is.
You talk and then you drink some
just
more.
Just like what we're doing right now with my coffee.
Before I knew it, I think I'd polished off a few cups with a little cream and sugar. And so you were wondering, like, are you going to be able to sleep? So 10 o'clock last night, I'm awake. I'm like, oh, Hillary was right.
I love to hear that. The part that I was right.
I know.
No, it's all good. So, it's a Friday. We're moving into the weekend. I have to tell you, I know this isn't like exactly your, you know, passion or area of interest, but I did wander outside. Like Dean and I went to bed last night and I said, oh, SpaceX satellites were visible tonight. He said, what time? I looked at the clock. It was 10:04. I said, 10:08. He said, come on. 'Cause they had just launched. I have to tell you, I've never seen anything like this.
There was 60 of them, right?
Yes, and they were so clumped. It was a shimmering silver thread or chain
that's
moving
really
through the sky. I'm not kidding. And it was cool because it was, when I say shimmering, I mean like you'd see this light shimmer across them as I would guess the sun would hit them. It was so cool. And
wow.
I had seen them when they were spaced out and it was kind of anticlimactic, but these had just launched and... definitely worth trying to see tonight just after 10 o'clock again.
Still be, okay.
Yeah.
No,
it was very,
to
wow.
peel back the curtain, like that was the first segment around 7:15 yesterday. And I think I just didn't know. We kind of talk, you and I and Caleb, what are we going to talk about? And I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah, no, that's
it, so.
All right.
But
I rarely have that problem.
Beyond the fact it's cool, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And
so, but definitely worth seeing tonight. It was because I've never seen them so close.
So right around the same time?
Yeah, right around 10. I'll get the exact time at the 7 o'clock. I'll pull it up on my phone with the exact time.
All right.
But very cool. And it's supposed to be very clear tonight. So it was neat.
Elon Musk.
It was worth getting out of bed for.
So what's the purpose of all these satellites?
I guess they're all going to be like communication satellites. But the longer, like this launch just went up Wednesday. And like the longer they're up, the more spaced out they become. Mm-hmm. So they're not as noticeable. But when they're very first launched, they're all clumped in a chain. So
I think you would be, I don't know that you've done sales, but I've got to believe you could sell.
Would you believe I have done sales?
I think you
and
could
I
sell
have done very well
an Eskimo,
at sale. So. I was... pretty good at sales.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, there's just very dramatic. And how about like high school theater? Did you do that?
No, I never did. But I always thought theater would be fun.
Dawson, didn't she miss it?
High school theater? I appreciate high school theater.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In my experience with it.
That was a bummer. You guys didn't get to do your spring play this year.
Yeah, my final play of my senior year got canceled. But it was not the largest thing canceled, but I still mourn its loss.
But you feel it. It doesn't matter the size or magnitude.
Right.
If it affects you, you feel it. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. And your sister Grace will return as a senior, and she's hoping the plan is to do that play in the fall.
Yeah, she can avenge my...
there you go.
Your loss.
My loss.
All right. Thanks, Hillary. See you in a bit.
Hey, super welcome. We'll see you in a bit.
We're missing Caleb, but Dothan's filling the chair. And
it's
if not
super
completely
fun.
The shoes, yeah.
This is the first time I've actually met Dawson, which is kind of interesting because I think I've met most of your family, but...
I'm surprised I haven't met you up till now.
I know. Well, I've seen him perform a show choir, so, you know,
You've taken right to teacher mode, though. You're teaching him various behind-the-scenes operations, and you bailed us out of a technical jam here.
It's all good.
Thank you.
We're a team like that.
Mm-hmm. And we were reflecting because not only the show, but various podcast highlight elements are available at wib.com. So if you missed us over the weekend, go check those.
Absolutely. And I was telling Dawson, I was showing him kind of the ropes of the podcasting. And I'm like, you know, so I'll choose a new, image because yesterday's image has watermelon in it because your dad's love of watermelon.
That's funny you say that because yesterday as my wife went shopping with the girl and she came home. And both last night, Grace and Michael were like eyeing up the watermelon and saying, oh, I can't wait to have that.
Right.
And I mentioned while we were talking about that it is remarkable for anyone who knows my brother and sister, Michael and Grace, that they would agree on anything.
That's perfect.
Well, they both agreed on that.
The great uniter, but food. The great uniter and divider.
And I was hearkening back to yesterday's conversation. I'm like, I just don't get excited about watermelon. Like, I didn't know what that was, like, to be excited about it.
Do you get excited about corn on the cob? Like,
fresh? Yeah, I like corn on the cob.
It's the same thing. It's a summer food that is fresh, and it is a taste and flavor of summer, but better even because it's, like, juicy and refreshing.
Why do you have to go there? I mean, if you corn on the cob, the butter and the salt.
It is. Corn on the cob is so good.
And there's nothing like that first year.
Crunch. Yes.
And then you always think the second year is going to be just as good.
It's not.
Right. It never is.
No.
So is there a time? It seems like there is, Hillary. There is, because your daughters have their birthdays very close together.
Yeah, like a day apart, March 8th and 9th.
My daughter, Elena, is coming up a week from yesterday. She'll turn 15. I turned 56 the day after, so June 11 and 12. Here's our birthday dilemma in the Halverson house these days. Dawson in for Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show today. We never have gone out. We try to go out to eat for somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And Evelyn turned 20 on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
What happened St. Patrick's Day?
Everything shut down.
Yeah.
2 hours notice. Shut her down.
Evelyn's convinced it happened just to spite her.
I'm sure it did.
She's not an Evers fan. So June 5th now, we haven't. I mean, I mentioned, hey, we could pick something up.
Right.
No, we
it's
never
not
did.
The same to like get to go. I feel that.
So anyhow, I don't know.
So, but
and
now,
that is totally a first world problem.
It is, but that's okay. But you haven't gone out for that, but yeah, you got two others coming up.
Right.
So are you going to eat out like three times in
I
the
know.
Next week? Because
that
A,
is...
that's really challenging on the diet and the budget.
That is on the heels of the pandemic pounds.
Yes.
And I like to weigh myself at the Y when I get there, but I haven't been there, so I haven't had to face... There's nothing like the truth of the scale, right?
Yeah, amen.
It doesn't lie.
It does
it's
not.
It's just the cold, hard... Dawson, you're only 18. You haven't even... I mean, you burn it off, so you don't think about it, right?
Not much, no.
No.
I had gained, like, 15 over the pandemic, and I was like, that's it. Locking her down. I'm going to fix this. I'm down close to 8 pounds now. I was down another 0.4 this morning. So I'm working hard at it again. You can do it, friends.
Let me ask. I'm going to dare to go there. I'm going to dare to go where angels fear to tread.
No, go ahead.
Women and their weight.
What about it?
Like, what advice do you have for husbands?
Be the cheerleader, not the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Be the cheerleader, not the coach. My husband in years past has tried to, like, be the coach. When I've said, okay, I'm going to, like, you know, try to lose weight, he tries to be the coach. Nah, uh-uh. No.
Well,
I want the cheerleader.
Remember that ad that was pre-COVID in terms of the Peloton?
Yes.
And he was more the coach, right?
Be the cheerleader. And he'd even say, well, the cheerleader has their back to the game. I don't care. You don't need to. You just be the cheerleader.
Should
just
a
say,
husband
way to go,
ever
Ben.
Suggest?
No.
You didn't need to.
Da-da-da-da.
You lead busy lives. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on in this crazy world. So we're here to aggregate your headlines and bring them to you right now. Seems weird to do this without Caleb.
It does. Somehow we'll muddle through.
Dawson's here. So here we go. On Saturday, ESPN featured pro athletes competing on Peloton stationary bicycles.
Followed by the National Paint Drying Championships.
Meghan
Markle and Prince Harry contacted the LAPD after drones flew over their California home. If the drone was at least 6 feet away, honestly, I don't see the problem.
A rocket ship built by SpaceX took two Americans to the space station, and honestly, it was a really good weekend to be leaving Earth.
Truth.
Absolutely. Well, June is here. Today's June 5th, or as I'm calling it, whatever happened to March, April, and May?
They're just gone. In a survey, half of dads said they'd like a new grill accessory or grill for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Always. My most used grilling accessory is the fire extinguisher.
Happens.
Comcast on Wednesday had a major outage, and some people's connections were so slow, they switched to internet by mail.
That is slow.
Painful.
Hey, the NBA will return July 31st. The players are going to make that official today. Owners loved it yesterday. 22-team format. The guys will be a little out of shape, so the quarters are going to be reduced to just 2 minutes.
Kind of more my
Real
speed.
Real fast.
Yeah, I'm down with it. Mm-hmm. The AMC theater chain says it may not survive the shutdown.
But if it does, expect to take out a small loan to buy refreshments.
It's going
to
be painful.
As it files for bankruptcy, JCPenney is out with a list of stores it will close. The JC, of course, short for just close.
Ouch. I think the one in Eau Claire.
I have no idea.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it survives. Hey, finally, experts say that we will unlock our computers by simply think. One day, we will simply unlock our computers by simply thinking of our password. No typing.
Okay, my problem isn't the hassle of having to type in a few words. My problem is trying to think of the password.
Exactly.
It's How's a problem that going to work?
Faced by many. Those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up. Dawson, take it away.
All right. So, this is a hard concept to grasp, but we were talking about satellites earlier and the satellite train from SpaceX. And
for people who missed First Cup after the 6:30 weather, Hillary was just geeking out on what she saw in the sky after 10 last night.
So we're going to revisit this because I knew it was coming, and I had a long day yesterday. I was exhausted, fell into bed, looked at the clock, and I said to Dean, the satellite train is visible tonight. He said, what time? I said, 10:08. He said, well, it's 10:04. Let's go. So,
you know what that is? Is that one of the things you know because you're working in radio? I mean, we learn all of these interesting facts.
Because I've been doing geeking out over this anyways.
Right, gotcha, go ahead.
So we climb out of bed and we go outside. Now, the satellite train had just launched on Wednesday, and so it was super clumped together. It was a silver string streaking across the sky, and it shimmered. Yeah. It was the coolest thing ever. So.
Dawson was showing you some of the pictures online, and you were like, it was even cooler what you saw.
It was,
of course.
So we were talking about this, and Dawson's like geeking out over theoretical megastructures.
Okay. So at one point, or maybe in certain parts of the world, they can see the silver string going across the sky, and they're like, what is that? They cannot comprehend what they're looking at, something you brought up earlier.
Yeah.
At a point in time, we could not conceive of satellites, and these are our modern-day versions of that, looking forward and seeing there's no possible way we could create these yet. The most famous of these theoretical megastructures, these things in space, the most famous one, at least the one I've heard about before, it's called a Dyson sphere. It's the idea of creating a structure that surrounds a star to collect the entirety of that star's energy output.
Isn't that
That's fascinating.
And it made
it's
me think.
Beyond comprehension.
But here's the sun is the closest star.
Yeah.
And that is.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, gigantic nuclear furnace.
That, what's the next closest star you could possibly even?
I believe it's Arcturus.
Okay,
is the next closest.
But I mean,
and the star is so much. I mean, even that star, the sun, is so incomprehensibly bigger than the Earth.
Anything? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Dyson, obviously the guy the sphere is named after, noted it didn't have to be entirely enclosed. There are variations such as the Dyson swarm or bubble, which have numerous objects surrounding the star to collect its energy.
But it makes you wonder, I mean, who would have thought that we would have satellite trains and a satellite net over the Earth, and now, what is the next step, and where does this go?
This is certainly not the next step, but it is along the lines, not along the line of possibility at the moment, but along the line of
But submarines were a theory when H.G. Wells wrote, you know.
Yeah.
Was it H.G. Wells that wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
No, Jules Verne.
Jules Verne, I'm sorry. Jules Verne. When Jules Verne was writing that, it was like, this will never happen. Here we are. Mm-hmm. You know? Science is moving at such a tremendous rate.
The reaction of
crazy.
A lot of folks is...
Inconceivable!
So, anyhow.
Truth.
67 degrees, WWIB. Thank you. That is something I would not have... I had not heard of that before, so... Mm.
I'm so glad you're here, Dawson. We can geek out
Turning
together.
Turning to the younger crowd. Mine is Caleb today. I call him one of the hardest working guys in radio. Just call the sales manager, early morning shift. Does
He's
a lot.
Very driven.
And he just a fantastic job at the mm-hmm. drive-through graduation. Heard so many good things. Our pastor, Perry Polnasek, having coffee with him yesterday, he said that was the best graduation he's ever been to. And he said that should be, and I texted this to Caleb because I love encouragement. And he said they should do it every year because it involved the whole community.
It was the whole community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So cool. Yeah. I feel bad because like Dawson's
I know
like,
Dawson's
yeah.
with us today and you graduated
yeah,
from
I didn't
Oakland
get a parade.
North,
I didn't get a graduation. I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
There is talk of an August 1st in-person graduation. Mm-hmm. There is talk. You know that.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah. So hopefully.
I mean, I know in Altoona, we're still working towards some graduation plans. Mm-hmm. And like we set like three different dates and like there'll be drop offs, you know, and by August, like that's our last date is in August. And we're like, we're doing something if the other stuff doesn't work out. So, yeah. Everyone's trying.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the challenges even yesterday is the idea that Caleb was kind of riding the emotional high mm-hmm. and weary off of it. And he lives in Chippewa now. He's moved there from Eau Claire. We lost him. And he's in Chippewa, and he's just like, I love my community. And mm-hmm. and then Hillary always is loving Altoona. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, and Eau Claire's got an airport.
Yeah.
So that was kind
Eau Claire's
of
cool.
Yesterday
yeah.
was. I do love Eau Claire, too. Well, this headline this morning says, Trump obese but healthy, his doctor says. Mm. President Donald Trump is healthy, his doctor said in a report on his medical condition that showed he remains obese as measured by his body mass index. White House physician Sean Conley saying in the memo released to reporters, based on my history, exam, and consultations, the data indicates the president remains healthy.
Okay. You know, I guess, okay, I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, and here we go. Hillary's opening her yap. I mean, for years, I was obese but healthy. I mean, I was, but you know what? Now I've lost 50 pounds and I'm much healthier, you know? And I mean, I dropped my cholesterol from like 200 down to 168, you know? I mean, was 200 healthy? It wasn't really unhealthy, but is 168 healthy? Yes, that's healthier. You know, my blood pressure's better. My blood sugar's better. So you can be obese and healthy, but you can be healthier.
Our weight does matter. It plays
it
a huge
does.
Difference. And even with so much with COVID, I mean, there are the other comorbidity factors.
Comorbidity
factors
exactly.
that have been. And overweight is a key one.
It is, which made me really glad that I lost weight over
the president,
the winter.
Weighing in at 244 pounds, one more pound than his last physical. He's 6'3" tall.
Well, at least he's consistent.
The combination places him just over the threshold for obesity, according to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. This ties us back, though, to my favorite segment of the week. It was one of my favorite segments we've ever done. And it unfolded like this. For us in studio, Hillary's sitting this out because she's having ice cream with her kids to celebrate the last day of school.
And I'm trying to be so good, you guys. I did not lose. Okay, seriously, I did not lose 50 pounds over the winter to gain it all back with COVID.
And we were so,
so
proud
struggling.
Of you, and you were giving us daily updates.
And I know, and now I'm back to losing again. So you eat your cake. I'll just lose 5 pounds.
Thank you to Dale Mudgett.
yes,
Dale
you,
Mudgett
Dale,
from Rice Lake.
It smells amazing.
Great
I probably
to meet
will
Mary
have
as
to
well.
Have like a little bite, but yeah. But
this is famous pineapple
so
upside down
looking.
Cake. Now, Dale has brought us treats from time to time, but I would say he is best known for this pineapple upside down cake. Oh. He was up at 4:30, I believe, this morning, and said he had this in the oven by 6.
Gracious.
Wow. Well, Dale, I got a couple of things to say to you. One is brown sugar is addictive. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that addiction. Also, so thoughtful of you and so kind to bake it and drive it in. I feel love.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It smells so good.
Dale is right up there at the top of the listener list today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. if you'd like to be on the top of the listener list, you too can bring us cake. No. Or a veggie tray. I'd be down with that. No, I'm kidding.
I would still take a veggie tray, I'm just saying.
What is that line about way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
I don't know. I was thinking more once on the lips, forever on the hips. But, you know, whatever.
Okay.
No.
It's worth it.
I'm happy. It is worth it. And it smells amazing. And it smells so good.
I was excellent. I had left the show.
Good.
Yeah. I was on my way.
He was like, oh, I'm off for the day. And then
I didn't immediately recognize Dale. But wow.
But you saw the small socially distant crowd gathering around.
Yes.
The counter wondering what was going on.
And it's a big day around here. I think we need to continue to mention drive through graduation tonight, because what are all the elements going into this?
Lots and lots of different things. So we have, we will have the valedictorian speeches. We have Principal Goodman's address. Again, things that need to be done for the certification of the class for the Chippewa Falls Unified Area School District, for the State of Wisconsin Board of Education, things like that. So there's a lot of elements to make this graduation official on the air. We've got sports highlights. We have seniors who've called in with their senior year memories. We have 9 retirees that were not going to be honored otherwise.
Wow.
Because some of them had served nearly 3 decades with the school district. So a lot of things woven in tonight.
Mr. Buckles? Yeah.
Mr. Buckles.
Mr. Buckles is retiring?
Buckles is retiring. Wow. Mr. Buckles came in yesterday and again in our to record the alma mater. And so at the end of the broadcast, before the class song, you will hear Mr. Buckles singing the alma mater.
Do you guys remember your alma mater song?
Homeschool.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Really? Oh, I never still knew it. Sing mine. Are you kidding
I never
she
knew.
Was just looking for an excuse to sing it. Go ahead.
No, I won't.
What is it called? The Hood Egg Hop or what's the?
No, it's the alma mater.
How's it go?
Oh, you're really going to make me sing it?
Hillary, yes.
On a sunset hill of glory reared against the sky, proudly stands the alma mater as the years go by. Forward ever be our watchword, conquer and prevail. Hail to thee, our alma mater, Rhinelander, all hail.
Wow, that was awesome.
Very nicely done. How many years ago was that?
20, many plus more.
You should go into the Rhinelander High School Hall of Fame for that. Best segment of the week. One of our best segments ever. I mean,
it was fun. It was so random. Like, listening back on it, it was like we had cake, we had graduation, we had parades, we had singing. It was like dinner and a show.
Dawson, how can you choose any career other than radio? You make money to eat desserts. People sing their songs from high school. And Dawson will sing his coming up. Not. All right. Coming up on 9 o'clock. And Vicky in Eau Claire wants to know, on the heels of Hillary singing her alma mater song, Dawson, who is a recent graduate of Eau Claire North in the last week. Dawson, what about it?
I know I just graduated. I don't know it. And that's not... I don't know.
You guys, you did a lot of singing in show choir for 2 years.
I was in choir.
But we didn't sing one.
No, we sang many other songs.
Whereas I was saying, like, when I was in high school, we sang our school, fight song or alma mater song, I should say, like, at every assembly.
Yeah. However, in elementary school, the Locust Lane Leopards.
Yes.
Yeah. I do remember that. Would it be the alma mater if it's just a little elementary school?
Yeah. Totes.
Oh, Dawson, the people want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
Oh, wow.
Dawson.
All right.
Deny the people. Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah. All right. If you give me a moment.
Okay.
This is called positive peer pressure.
Locust Lane Leopards work together to make this school be great. There's fun times to share and learning ones too. We know this will be an excellent year. We meet friends and teachers every morning to make this school be great. Oh, I went back to the part from before.
It's okay.
So please join your voices for Locust Lane Leopards to show we're the best there is. Evidently, I didn't remember as well, as I thought,
that's
I'm
okay.
sure that in years following, it'll be one of the many things I'll start
deteriorate.
Forgetting.
Deteriorate, yeah. You'll replace that brain cell with
something more useful, maybe?
Although, I mean, I'm like 20-some years out, and I still got it right there. So,
you know, you never know what's going to stick.
It was unclear when the end was because the crowd wanted to react.
No.
Well done. That was totally worthy of applause. Are you kidding? Locust Lane Leopards.
Can I brag as a dad in the show choir of the 15-minute segment? He had a 10 to 15-second solo. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's got talent, and all of that comes from his mom. So WIB, Calio Clare Chippewa Falls. For those who want to join in, there's a protest for peace at Phoenix Park with speakers Jalen Carlson, Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, and more, followed by a march that starts at 5 today, Phoenix Park in Eau Claire.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.